Hey, Pixel Maker, thanks for joining us. It's our first test podcast, just trying to get things moving, creative juices flowing. What did you have in mind to talk about today, sir?
Couple of SOBs. What will we not talk about today?
Anything. That is correct. That is correct. Right. I think you've
There's
got
so
this.
Many possibilities. Well, actually, I did have something in mind.
What did you have in mind?
Well, you know, we had a boys trip recently.
Who did?
Jamaica.
The boys. SOB. Yeah. Some SOB that will remain unnamed for now. I think he goes by SOBs. Baby J. Baby J is that
the
SOB.
Bloodline. And it was brought up that we could do this once a year, right? So
the trip? Is this the same as the Machu Picchu visit?
Pretty much, right. But that. Okay. Didn't happen, of course.
Yeah, I know.
Still could happen, but that could
it
be
It could.
One
We're kind
of
kinda falling out of that COVID phase, right?
Right. You see, the world is coming back online, so yeah. to speak, since we're in different states.
And you're trying to pick where the best bitches are? What are we looking for?
Well, I found an interesting place.
Where do bitches be at, bro?
It's a place called Black Rock City in the desert.
Black Rock City in which desert?
Well, it'd be about 100 miles out of Reno, Nevada.
Nevada, so it's relatively local. Okay.
It's pretty much out in the middle of nowhere, where they burn a big man in
Burning Man. Ah, nice,
yes,
nice.
Yes. So
this is, we're going to spend the whole week on shrooms and never come back? Is that the deal?
Well, it sounds interesting. You know, psychedelics aren't really my thing. But as you know, I've dabbled, so...
I was talking to Scooter the other day. We had dinner with each other, and on the fly, apropos of nothing, one of his friends says, "Oh yeah, I'm never not high," and Scooter says, "Yay, hey, you want some DMT tonight?"
Oh geez, yeah,
right.
I was
right.
Also talking to him at his house the other day, and he said the same thing. I'm like,
"Were
what?
You here?"
I was. I wasn't there at the time. I was there.
No, but when. You were
a month
here?
Ago. A month ago, I was.
Okay. I get it.
When we went to
Jamaica. I'm just saying. Yeah. I was out and about.
And I said yes and no, and mostly no.
I said yes and didn't do it, so I can't really.
I would like to do it.
Much.
But if I, and the perfect place to do it is Burning Man. So I was listening to another podcast with, do you know Duncan Trussell?
It doesn't sound familiar, but that doesn't mean no.
He's like a Terrence McKenna. But slower. He's kind of like also like Russell Brand, but
Russell,
not,
yes,
not as showy. Russell Brand seems to like his own voice, like poetry.
Oh, and, Russell Brand. I was thinking, Russell Peters.
No. Well, okay, like,
Russell Peters. I love that guy.
Yeah, man.
You meant Russell Brand, the rude one.
He's a nice bloke.
Is he a nice bloke?
Well, he seems. He seems very showy. Might just be his accent because he's a Brit.
Okay. Yeah, he's very, very deep.
But and he talks so fast. It's hard to digest one, you know, concept
slow
before he's onto the next thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, he was talking about Burning Man and how it's origin story and how it evolved over the years and how it used to be outlaws doing things you're not supposed to do. Everything your parents told you not to do. Launching pianos on fire off catapults. You know, nice. Stuff like that. Or drive-by shooting ranges and stuff like that. So it was like off the...
drive-by shooting range?
Yeah, off the hook.
Okay.
Dangerous shit. And how it evolved into what it is today, which is kind of a yuppie get together kind of.
I mean,
of
isn't it
Silicon
essentially
Valley.
The? I was going to say it's like the yuppie version of Sturgis.
Yeah, totally. Exactly. Yes.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
So you have these Silicon Valley geeks, but it's amazing. If you looked at the video, I had some friends, several groups of friends that went that aren't related, but they went this year, and there was things that were amazing. Like there was this huge cuttlefish that was probably 30 feet long, and it had neon LEDs all over it, and it was tripping out, man. And it was just like
the cuttlefish is the light, or is that the angler?
No, it's the things that changed its colors, but it looked, you know, it was a lot of money went into it, but it was like rainbow colors and flashing, and then it was disco, and then it was fucking neon, and then it was like strobing, and it was fucking wild.
Nice.
If you were in the desert watching this high tech thing go off, you'd be losing your mind. But I think, like, also Elon Musk has a boat. I think he had a boat. He's rumored that he's one of the, you know, people that likes to go every year. And he had a whole pirate ship, like as big as a pirate ship, and it had people like, on it, and it rolled through the desert. It just rolled through the party, and you were able to get on and get off and have refreshments. And
I like that, a billionaire with a pirate boat. Yeah,
just a wild dance disco pirate boat. It's neon. The whole thing was lit up in lights.
Now, have we hit the epiphany of Burning Man about 10 years too late?
I don't know.
Is it now just a tourist attraction, or is it legit? Like, still,
I don't think it's just. It's not about the party. It's about It's about introspection, and also like extreme acceptance. You know, so you can be naked, you can be green, you can be dressed up like a bowling ball, and everyone is accepted as their own little thing, and they're all kind of neon at night. But
yeah,
you know, it's also. You can't buy anything. It's a giving economy. So it's all barter. There's nothing for sale. The only thing
there's
for sale is...
There's nothing for me to offer in that environment.
You can bring food. You can bring... Wait, this Duncan
said... Rotel is a traveling commodity.
Like cold strawberries. And 3 days in, after you're dusty and dirty in the desert... Tripping.
Cold strawberries are like,
strawberries are like better than strawberries. You know, they're more than just strawberries at that point.
Good as gold.
Yeah.
Good as gold. It's,
they've ascended from strawberries to something else. But
they're now the cold.
There's also no trash. Everybody picks up their own poop. There's nothing. It's not like a festival where things are trashed. It's perfectly clean.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
You know,
that's definitely
like
the millennial.
Yeah, it's a new age, kind of a healthy environment. Like, everyone's accepted, semi-sexual.
Like Woodstock without trash in the farm. I get it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, nice.
So that I'm looking.
And how much does it cost? And how do you get there? And when does it happen? And
well, it happens
right
before Labor Day. But I just looked for some history on this thing, and it wasn't. Once an underground gathering of bohemians and free spirits that evolved into something that couldn't.
How did I know? That's totally millennial, like kombucha.
It's from San Francisco, that kind of bohemian vibe. And, you know, it grew from the 70s, probably.
I believe the proper phrase is La Vie Bohème. Yeah.
Yes, that's right.
That's the one.
And I didn't think, well, it's a giving environment. I thought it was free, but no, turns out you can pre-order tickets for $1,500 each. I'm like,
$1,500?
What the fuck? How could that's against the whole spirit of the thing, it seems like.
You know what? I bet it's part of the cleanup. It's part of the maintenance.
1,000 are available at $2,500. 3,000 are available.
Does that mean you can't just show up? If you show up and you don't have a ticket, then you just have to party a mile away.
You have to buy a vehicle pass for $140.
Okay.
And you can buy a maximum of 2 tickets online for $575 each.
Oh, well, what's the $1,500 then?
Kid tickets. I don't know. I think those are pre-sale. They're like, if you want to get in ahead of the
guaranteed
time.
Guaranteed a spot. Yeah.
Well, it's also like probably just kind of a, kind of philanthropic kind of thing, like here's event and I want to be part of it and I want to sponsor, you know, the good vibes. But it looks
cheap ones
are
$575.
I know, for a ticket to a party,
right? And that's not
there's a ticket
anything
aid
else.
There's a ticket aid program, the low-income ticket program for losers.
Okay, so for losers like me who make no money at all,
$225. How generous. $225. You can walk in naked for $225.
Nice. I think the party might be over by the time I get there naked. Just, you know, saying.
I don't know. I just thought the way he described it was like a guru experience, but it's the whole thing shows you something about yourself. Like you're going to,
so they just sit 1,000 people down and pass the ayahuasca bucket and say, have a nice day.
Well, it sounds like that's, yeah, it's full of psychedelics and people I don't know, people that are doing things to freak you out because you're on psychedelics. Fair enough. They burn a 5-story man.
Yeah, 5-story man.
Yeah, baby. Yeah, you know. Yeah.
That's the guy. That's right. Yeah, well, and I think I've seen various incarnations of that, so it's not bad. Interesting. And you want that to be an annual thing, or just one of them?
I'm throwing it out there as a possibility. I don't think we're too old. What are we? We're in our 50s now, right?
Not yet. I got a few more months.
Months. Yes, you're months.
It's June. It's June. So, you know.
Months away. So, I don't think that's too old at all. I don't think it's too old.
I don't think there's such a thing as too old. And I mean, if you can get in a vehicle and make it, you're not too old.
Yeah. Right? I asked Lulu, I was like, hey, what do you think about the boys going to Burning Man? She's like, yeah, no fucking way you're going to Burning Man.
Really?
Without me.
Oh, without me. Okay. Okay, so it's going to cost you a cool $3,000. Just
well, one
to get
of the
in.
Things about Burning Man is it's hypersexual.
No, I don't have to do that.
Well, you don't have to
now
do that.
Now that you mention it,
you just have. See? You can just participate in the joy of life. You don't have to be naked.
The joy of life. I've seen Skinamax. I know where it goes from there. I know, yeah.
No, but there's people with naked fire dancers, and there's just. Whatever, there was like a prison. These two girls that I know that are a couple, they went there and they were dressed up like these leather cops, and they were at the prison cell block 69 or something, and they had a whole group. They had a whole community of lesbians. I think there was 30
supporting
of them.
The 69
30 of them, and they prison. Were yeah, and they built a mock ghost town of a prison. It's that elaborate.
Could you pay to arrest people like at the Ren Fair? I mean,
you get your picture taken in jail and stuff, getting
nice
disciplined.
Nice. Oh.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah. Yeah. I don't see that would be a problem, other than funding it. You know,
it'd be interesting. I don't know if I'd like. You also have to rent a RV and then drive 100 miles out in the desert. So it's kind of a pilgrimage to this place where you have an experience.
You pay homage to
then you have epiphany, you know, and maybe realize some profound things while you're out there. And
is good. I like profound.
I kind of cringe from psychedelic experiences, but in that situation, I think it would.
Wait. Who's talking to me right now? Pixel Maker?
Yeah, it's not like I haven't.
Is this not the guy who just fed me acid at 13?
We don't have to bring up old things. This is the present.
No. Okay, so now that you're older and wiser.
In the moment. That's what we are. In the moment.
Okay. So there's no opportunity right now for you to hand
to
me something arbitrarily to eat in the middle of the night.
I will not dose you. You'll have to dose yourself.
Okay. Oh hey. we have a guest star. She's we were
up?
Just talking about maybe having the boys attend Burning Man.
Oh fuck no!
Us,
yeah.
We're the boys.
Yeah, I know.
She says fuck no.
Yeah, well, okay. You don't.
No,
have
no,
to
no, no, no. You talk right here.
You have to bring him to the orgy tents then.
The orgy tents.
I'm
he was
just
talking
explaining.
About the lesbian prison, and.
Yeah, my friends just came back, and they did a whole lesbian prison block 69.
A whole lesbian 69 prison
they
block.
Were built
they
built
a mock. They'll discipline you.
They'll discipline you.
Yeah. He was talking about annual trips for the brothers to go do something.
Yeah, definitely.
And by brothers, I mean Baby J, Pixel Maker, Scooter, myself, and maybe W if she's interested,
names,
right?
Our street really? Names. Yeah.
Yeah, those are our
she's
street names.
She's not a boy.
What?
I'm just kidding.
Fine.
Hi. Good to see you.
Yep.
All right. Oh, we're at our 15 minutes. That should conclude.
Are we at actually 14:27? Yeah. So I just.
So if we can have some exit
what,
music.
Tell you what.
Can we get a little exit music?
Hey, thanks for coming, Pixel Maker. It's been great.
I appreciate it.
I don't know if you got enough to get some snippets, but I'll send you an audio file that you can tear apart.
That sounds great.
And we'll go from there.
Well, all right. Well, hey, it's been a pleasure.
Appreciate it.
Being on this first podcast of the SOB Studio. Yep.